Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment of the Nation brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I'm going to come at you with these draft takes and just let me know if they're idiotic.
No, but
I'm going, doing it. I'm going full Scout Gavin on this,
I appreciate this draft class.
We got two ones. I think I'll do it every time they have two first-round picks.
Did you watch Caleb Downs?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
By any means necessary.
Yeah.
Get him on this team.
I can hear it in his voice. It's a little dismissive.
That's my guy.
Dawson was being dismissive of Downs.
He's not a guy that I want in center field, and I don't know, but his actual on-ball coverage skills are just okay. Like, he is great dropping in zone, and he's great reacting and helping support the run. But I think that's like a top 12 pick. I don't know if it's a top 5 pick there. Caleb Downs.
Give me somebody else you got, because you mentioned Falk from Auburn.
Yeah, I watched Bain, edge at Miami.
Okay.
That one's a lot of fun as well. He's like Micah Parsons with a big ass.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a defensive tackle.
I put him down as a D tackle.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
I think he's a three tech. He could be a game wrecker.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get more into that, I'm sure, as the season and the draft approaches.
Lose this game Thursday, and we'll start talking about it.
No kidding.
Dawson will show up Friday.
It's time for a big board report.
Yeah. Man, I am ready, actually, if you want to do that, but maybe not on this victorious Cowboys Monday. Good, we'll get Woolchuck's top 10 in just a second. Let's go to the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with our champ.
Boom shakalaka. Number one, Chief Rocker. What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
All right. Man. This is day one going for two of this champion audio. It won on a Friday, Mr. Dawson.
Nice.
That Friday, you were out of some crash out audio. I try to have the G-bag of the day. It's kind of be crash outy.
Okay.
As a warning, take heed.
I like it.
You know,
it's
don't crash
trend.
Out this weekend, which they did any damn way. A lady had mold on her bread, so now she feels like she could talk to the person in the drive-thru any old kind of way. Oh. Ooh, you made a mistake. Now I got you. And a shout out to the person in the passenger seat on all four areas. He was amping up the set.
Hi, I just ordered here and there's mold on my bread. I want a refund for my whole meal. And smell it. Tell me if that smells right to you. Smell the top bun.
Let me see you do it.
That's the bottom bun. I'm talking about the top. There's green on there.
In like four areas.
Put it to your nose. Pull your mask down and smell it.
Oh.
It doesn't even smell right. I want my money back. And I want to talk to a manager as well.
I am, and you're acting like a psycho.
So you let your cooks give people molded bread?
No, absolutely not. But things happen, and I am sorry about
things
that.
Happen.
You can open that sandwich and see.
Have a good day.
You better give me my money back or I'm calling corporate.
Call the police.
Oh my.
Give me my receipt. Give me my receipt now. We have you on video.
She did not just lock the door.
Give me my money back!
Stephanie, quit.
Stephanie!
We have you on video. Right. We're calling corporate, dumb fat b-
Yeah!
Did we we find out, is this a Wendy's?
I don't know the name of the, I tried to look and see what it was. It wasn't giving it away. It wasn't popping out.
Sounds like she needs to pull up to Chick Shadle. You know,
Chick Shadle.
Yeah, the substance abuse counselor people.
Yeah, she does need to pull up.
Stephanie
there.
Wow. Quit.
Epic crash
Stephanie.
Out.
Stephanie.
Stop it, Stephanie.
In like four areas.
You know, he held up the floor. Yeah, too,
like, oh my God, y'all can't believe that.
She stole the show, man.
Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, we're going to get to 10 thoughts from this Cowboys-Eagles game. But first, I got to hear who won the trade, Brian.
Yeah, who won the trade?
Oh, that's right. Who won our Rangers trade?
He forgot. Look at him. He's watching. What are you even watching over here? You're watching a bunch of commercials.
I was watching the Rams.
We might need to turn the TV off.
Hey, Rams are a damn good football team.
Yeah, they're the best team.
Yeah, we just might have to get to a point where Broadus has to earn TV privileges.
He might need a switch
where he can
ram
like,
it.
Show.
Squirrel.
He might
Guys, do you see this right now?
See what the Rams are doing?
All right, you guys got me. All right, here we go. After my general manager friend, who's a huge Cowboy fan, was asking me a million questions about the game.
There you go.
Now I got one for him. I said, hey, between the Nemo and Simeon trade, who won? He said, neither team did. He said, Mets shed longer-term money but got back a slightly worse player. Rangers got rid of a high AAV player.
Average annual value.
They did not seem to like anymore for a better offensive player that plays the same position as their best young talent in Langford and who has a longer deal and probably less value towards the end of it. It's a wash, in my opinion.
Yeah, we washed. For what? Why'd we wash here, guys?
We washed.
I mean, there's probably 40,000 people that have Marcus Simeon replica World Series rings. I need an explanation for this. Somebody get Sam.
I do have one of those rings. I do.
It was.
Did we all get one?
Yeah, I have one.
I'm so damn proud of mine too. I thought about wearing it when we go to the Super Bowl on the plane. Just to see if people have a reaction.
They might think it's real.
I went on eBay to see if the value changed. I did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I did. Well, no, I didn't yet.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's collectible.
Still holding strong.
Yeah.
For now.
It was Friday. It was so bizarre. We were doing the post-game show last night, and they played the ad. You know, Marcus Simeon, geez. I make a bunch of arrows, but now I'm happy I have life insurance guy.
Yeah, glory championship playing, to Texas.
They were playing that, and Wolchuk looked at me like, oh, my God.
This is not bad. This is bad timing.
Bad timing.
All right, we'll get more into Marcus in that trade coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll do a little mixed bag there. But here's our top 10 thoughts on this epic Cowboys victory over the Eagles. Oh, gosh. Oh, man, they won the game.
How amazing was that for you yesterday, Wolchuk?
Oh, it was incredible.
The experience must have been otherworldly.
It was every emotion that you can have watching a game. It was like literally I want to jump out of this entire media area we're in and just see what ends up happening. I'm ready to sacrifice and just end it now.
Yeah.
To just jubilation. And I just wanted to mock every single Eagle fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
and that I could see.
He was, you were clearly
had your pick about 40,000 people.
He was clearly, you'd had enough of the Eagle people sitting behind us.
Oh, I was my blood was boiling.
Were they cheering in there?
It just was the smugness. They're just smug.
No,
Eagles media must be the worst.
I cheered.
Oh,
cheered,
did you?
I cheered.
You rubbed it in their
the
face
Dak
a little bit.
The Dak touchdown run. The Dak touchdown. Definitely. We did.
Dak, did you give him a woo?
No. I went to Dak scrambled to his right, and I yell, dive!
Yeah.
And he dove
and
in.
He dove.
He listened to you.
It was beautiful.
His coachability is incredible.
I didn't yell that. I go, dive! And he I was just kind of thinking, oh god.
I don't know if the lack of cheering like from them actually made it worse, because it's just like the facial expressions, like you can just tell like they're just beaming inside. Yeah, you know, they're just like smiling at you, like, well, and they're wearing Eagle freaking gear.
They got the gear on, but
the Kelly Green trap.
Did you see Shore Parks?
No. Oh, he was down the row from us. Oh, I saw him.
I didn't see him at all.
Gosh,
he ran and tried to get the elevator before we did.
Did he?
Yeah, he could see. He was kind of monitoring the situation. You know, I think he obviously knows who you are.
Yeah.
Didn't want to say anything.
Oh.
So he was kind of saw we were packing up, and then he's quickly like, ooh, let me just snake my way over to the elevator. It left, and then we got
there.
You think
he was trying to avoid you?
I think he was trying to avoid Brian.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the thing is, like, the Packer people behind you, when they're doing good, they slap the table. Yeah. You could instead of, like, and they like they kind of high five each other kind
of
thing.
I don't like that at all.
But they bang on the table, and so you know like when they're doing good.
They make their presence felt.
They know they're sitting up behind you. Yeah,
I throw them out of the press box.
And they make the announcement, but then you have me yelling, you know, dive,
dive, dive.
I was cheerleading.
I was glad that ultimately we were already down the Miller Lite Field Club for like the game winner, so that we could actually be fans, you know, and cheer and show some emotion and excitement.
I thought that thing was leaking right when he kicked it, man. I was nervous. Please.
Boy, I was nervous. But the horrible start, certainly one of the big takes. I mean, you fall down 21-0, and a lot of it was just your own stupidity. Yeah. I mean, you're turning the ball over. Turpin fumbles. I mean, for a moment there, and credit Kevontae Turpin, he had the big play that sprung the last touchdown drive. You know, they hit him over the middle, and now he sets him up. Okay, now we're cooking. We got a shot here to score going into half. But otherwise, I'm like, I'm done with this experiment. Before that play,
same thought.
I'm over it. I'm sick of the Kevontae Turpin on offense. It's cute, cool, whatever.
I'm still there. It's not worth it.
And maybe probably big picture, like him running the ball, I don't need it.
Yeah, the handoffs.
We're good.
Maybe early in the game, they faked it to him.
Yeah, they did.
They faked it, and they had such a problem getting Ferguson out on the route. That's when Dak just ran like 2 yards, but like they faked it like they were setting it up.
It was just so stupid. It was like they were doing everything they could to lose the game. Lamb's let me fumble this, and it's like, oh wait, no, that was actually, he was down.
I was down.
Thank God he was down. The very next play, Turpin's like, I got you, CD.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, how about Ferguson's fumble late in the game?
Yeah, Ferguson late in the game. Oh, no, but that was try hard effort. I'm getting nasty on you, because he had a couple ones that were nice too, where he's breaking tackles down there by the goal line. Thought he might be able to punch one in.
But I mean, the self-inflicted wounds, you're extending Eagle drives, you're getting off the field, you're jumping off sides, you're running into you're roughing the kicker, even though you, and then the lack of the challenges. All right, I get it. Like, I think that knowing now the information we have, where the Fox TV broadcast, that shot that they showed, the Cowboys didn't have access to at the time. But if you just throw the challenge, like,
they call it the enhanced view.
The enhanced.
Yeah.
Ryan Flannoy is clearly on the field, insinuating and telling everybody, I tipped the ball. Listen to your player. Yeah. And that is such a big play in the moment, especially after you've already gambled and you didn't get the first down at midfield. It's already 7-0. You're about to get the ball back, thankfully, but now this is going to extend the Eagles' drive. I just think you needed to throw the challenge flag there. And Shoddy has not challenged a play all year. That, and then the Javonte Williams run, where he was right at the goal line, and maybe he did not get in. Mm. But I thought that warranted a second look, too. Mm. In a game like that, you've got the challenges for a reason. Use him. And he's a guy this year that's famously burned timeouts in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like he's saving the timeouts necessarily. The no challenges there, I think maybe that's a learning experience for a first-year head coach. Take a look. All right, especially if your player's that animated that I tipped it, in which case he would wave off the penalty, you need to go ahead and, I think, throw the challenge flag there.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah, especially on one like that where it's like, I tipped it. Because a lot of times players will be like, oh, no. You know, they're always going to assume they're in the right. But it's like, no, I tipped it. That's a pretty black and white thing. Like, I tipped it, bro.
The ball.
I just, come on.
Then Elijah Clark. Now, Brian and I are walking down from, you know, the press box. We're going to the Miller Lite Field Club. So there's, you know, there's, while we're going down the tunnel, there's various TVs.
Not like, enough TVs.
We've got to try and hurry up. We're in between TVs here. So the punt has happened. We finally get to the viewing point of a TV as soon as it's right after the hit's been made with Elijah Clark and Marquise Bell. So now they're going for the football, and I just see Trent Sieg get in there, and he falls on the ball. And I'm like, Brian, you're long snapper. He's on it. Cowboy football. Didn't get to really appreciate until going back and rewatching.
Yeah.
Just how special Elijah Clark's play was.
Yeah.
Sidney Brown is just knocks him on the ground, gets back up, knocks him on the ground, gets back up, hustles his ass down the field, pop, boom, balls out, dislodged. And last week against Vegas, I thought he really played great as a gunner in special teams. You've got your guy. I don't know what Elijah Clark's career will look like as a safety, but at the very least, I think he can carve out a 10-year career as a special teams ace like C.J. Goodwin's done. That kid's got – I mean, that's teaching tape right there.
Yeah.
Don't quit on plays. That was and unfortunately, they didn't cash in on that, right?
Yeah.
They go for it. They don't get it. But that's how you win games right there. Heart, effort, toughness, resiliency. That was amazing by Elijah Clark.
He went from being a bully's victim, really, to moments later making one of the biggest plays of the game. Yeah. It's just incredible. They couldn't have got the ball into the end zone from there.
Then you also had the defense. I mean, unbelievable. From 11:32 left in the second half, the Eagles didn't score. And it was stop after stop. The defensive tackles were brilliant. Osa, it's like he's got new life with Quinnen Williams. The secondary stepped up and covered much better. And there were times that they got beat, like Revel got beat. Battles, bounces back, right? Carson leaves for cramps. Bridges has to come into the football game. Stewart, their corner blitzing, doesn't always get there. Clowney stepped up with a couple of big pressures. Like, everybody took
Clowney's
turns.
Tackle on 3rd and 7, when Hurts runs the outside, He's like, how many times have we seen Hurts run and then turn the corner? It's a 15, 16-yard gain.
Yeah.
Clowney runs him down from the backside and forces a punt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's like one of those points in the game where if Hurts turns the corner, gets the first, they're driving. The drive is still going on like we saw in week 1. But for Clowney to make the play from the backside and run the way he did to get over there – and make the tackle. I think
a lot of effort plays, like the Sam Williams fumble, where he's out of the play. I'm going to chase it down from the backside. I'm going to punch it out.
Yeah.
Kenneth Murray goes ahead and pops on it. One other thing is, like, to me, look, Kenneth Murray did have the fumble recovery. I think Logan Wilson's the guy that just needs to take over that spot. I know they like the rotation. Shamar James is a really good athlete. I don't mind seeing him on the football field. I'm rocking with Logan Wilson and Overshown. And if you want to rotate Shamar James in, that's totally cool. I need less Kenneth Murray. I'm sorry, Kenneth, but your time's come and gone. The stopping of the run here has just been epic. The Eagles had their worst rushing efficiency since 2015.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
2015, we're talking 10 years. Shout out to Nate Tice for that stat nugget.
I mean, they didn't try to run it at all in the fourth. They just gave up.
No, it was unbelievable.
That's red a zone, delicious stat nugget right there.
Oh, fantastic.
Just thank you for that.
Red zone offense was putrid. They got to get this figured out, and I think it's run Javonte Williams. That's the other aspect of this.
Yeah.
Javonte Williams is probably the most underappreciated player the Cowboys have had. I know at times we've given him praise, but the pass protection, the ability to make something out of nothing, he does not get tackled very often, if at all, for negative yardage. He will find a way to make a guy miss, fall forward for one or two, tough as hell. His tandem in tandem with the offensive line, they are beating teams down throughout the course of a football game. It's beautiful to watch. Brandon Aubrey, thank God this didn't turn into a thing here where you missed two field goals. And then I think the leadership, man. Congratulations to Dak. He's now your new all-time leading passer. But what you saw defensively, Quinnen Williams stepping up, massive takeaway from me, and that bodes great for the future.
Yeah, I'd say try to get a deal done with Javonte before free agency. I don't know if he wants to wait for it and try to hit big, but I was surprised over the weekend when I was like, how old is this dude? Must be about 27 or so. 25.
Yeah.
Not turning 26 until April 25th, so that'd be awesome, you know. And you know, more than a bridge, he's operating as one of the top five running backs in the game. If you can get any sort of a long term deal done now, I think I'd be willing to look at like 3 years and 25. You buying or are you selling on that? 3 years, 25 for Javonte back right now.
Yeah, I'd probably go ahead and do it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think anything eight or less, I'd be very open to.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the Cowboys look at that, because after the Zeke and, you know, Tony Pollard franchise tag, they've just been spending way too much money. And I like, you know, going budget. But when you have a guy who the top of the market right now is closer to $16, $18 million, if you could get him for under 10, I think that'd be a great use of your salary cap space. College football, Darty coming up. Chief, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we have Loser Lincoln, Arch Manning, and Aggie Boozers next here in the nation.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.